Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Ray Christian.
This would be my first trip to Florida. I was quite excited. All of us were expected to carry everything we needed with us. Everything would either be carried on our bodies or attached to us, or worn. 64 of us loaded onto the aircraft with no extra room to spare. It was so tight and so cramped that we were to interlace our legs with the person sitting across from us. In flight, the plane was noisy. There were lots of sporadic movements, jolts, and shakes that was, on the whole, ignored by everyone, because the preparations for this flight had taken more than 12 continuous hours. Everyone was exhausted. So within about 20 minutes of loading the aircraft and taking off, nearly everyone had fell asleep. The lights on the plane were turned off and replaced with the deep red lights. And because of the low lights and the fatigue combined with the hum and vibration of the plane, it sort of had the effect of rocking us all to sleep, almost like a lullaby. The flight continues in this manner until we are suddenly awakened by the loud yell of the jump master. 20 minutes. With this order, the two safety NCOs on the plane start making their way toward the back of the aircraft. Because there are no aisles and no room to pass by, they climb into the rafters and start swinging like monkeys trying to make their way to the back, occasionally stepping on thighs and legs as they swing themselves back to the aircraft. Once in the back, the jump master yells, 10 minutes, followed by the commands, stand up, hook up, check static lines, check equipment. With this last command, a final command is given, sound off with equipment check. From the last person on each side of the aircraft in the back, they simultaneously slap the person in front of them on the buttocks and yell out, okay. And this is followed by one person after another all the way to the front of the aircraft. Okay, 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 okay. To the final two people, look toward the jump master, stick out their hand and say, all okay, jump master. When this is completed, after a few moments, the doors of the aircraft are opened. As soon as this is done, the wind rushes in with a deafening roar. It's still dark out, but if you're close to the door, you can see the ground rushing by. The excitement and attention in the plane is heavy, and it spreads towards everybody. This is only broken by the sound of jubilant yelling and screaming when the jump master yells out, 2 minutes, 1 minute, 30 seconds. Then the jump master moves from the front of the door, gives the commands to the first person, stand in the door. Standing near the exit door, the green light near the door turns on. The jump master yells, green light, go, slaps the first person on the butt, and that person leaps out the door, takes up a good tight body position, and counts to 4. His main chute should open. Followed by the next 63 people, one after the other, out the door, taking up a good tight body position, They move so fast out the door, it almost seems like human water is pouring out. My turn to get near the door. I leap into the night air and count to four. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. My main parachute opens, and I quickly descend toward the ground. It is still dark out, but in the night sky, when you're above and you're looking down on the ground, the starlight, the partial moon, provides enough illumination that the ground is still visible. But the ground is coming up fast. Military parachutes only work good enough to keep you from dying when you hit the ground. It's not soft. It's not easy. I spend about 15 seconds in the air as I slowly descend to the ground. I impact the ground with a thud. Welcome to Camp Blanding, near Jacksonville, Florida. It's my first time. I can't wait to get a real orange from a real orange tree. Hello, Florida.
Ray Christian, story in the military.
It was really interesting the way we come to understand that this is the military. He doesn't set it up for us. We are right there in the action from his opening words. And then we figure out as the story goes on.
He said it in a very controlled manner. It was beautiful listening to him. He also conveyed a lot of fear.
Or conveying the control of that fear. Ray is a professional storyteller. This is not a performance piece. He just happened to mention that the first time he came to Florida was jumping out of an airplane in the Army. And I said, oh, you'd need to tell that story for the public storyteller. So it's not as if it's a performance piece, but it comes across that way. I kept saying, just tell the story. But when you're an artist, you can't just throw something together. You have to give it your all. And you can tell with his language, with, as you say, the pacing of his story, with that gorgeous voice, he really knows what he's doing.
When he mentioned the process and how your chute should open, you heard the possibility of falling out of a plane without a parachute.
And I think part of what he was describing on the plane, that ritual of the okay, 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 all okay, jump master, the slapping on the butt and all of those things, I think that ritual is part of what is meant to calm people down. In other words, ritual tells us everything's okay. This is one more time. You've done this a million times. But they all know this could be the time that the parachute doesn't work. This could be the time that there's some tragedy.
Because he was such a good storyteller, I kind of suspected he was a professional.
There are certainly many people who do this without any training and without any professional experience. But the terms he used, the way he used different senses like hum and vibration. Many of us will just use the visual sense when we're describing something, like interlaced legs is a great detail, but it's visual. But he mentioned sporadic movement, something is almost like a lullaby, the deafening roar, and how exhausted they felt, different human senses. I also loved the rhythm in his storytelling. It's so difficult for me sometimes to explain to students about rhythm. 10 minutes, stand up, hook up, check static lines, check equipment. All of that is rhythm. Okay, 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 okay. You know, so much of what we respond to as human animals is rhythm. And when that's used effectively in a story, it can really affect us.
Thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a South Florida story they would like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send an email to cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fasinfrankau.edu.
There's more information at our website at wlrn.org, including archive stories and further contact information. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.